This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Delfino Rangel. Date of birth, December the 12th, 1958. Case ID number is 665-1455. Date of exam, February the 28th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dionisio Calvo III, dated May the 18th, 2022. Identifying information, this is a 64-year-old common law married and divorced male with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of sciatica / leg and back pain, comma, anxiety / depression, comma, jaundice / bloatedness. History of allegations, number one, sciatica / leg and back pain. The claimant states that in 2015, he was lifting a big log and he felt a pop in his back. He states the character of the pain is a dull pain located in the lumbar sacral back area that radiates down to his left leg. No surgery was performed, and he was diagnosed with left leg sciatica. He was given one steroid injection, which he states was very painful but did help him for a while. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds, and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices he uses at this time. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, and cleaning outside. He has no physician that he is seeing at this time and denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving any kind of physical therapy. He presently takes Tylenol, 500 milligrams, 2 tablets, QD. PRN is needed for pain. He was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back sprain with sciatica of the left side and a possible herniated disc. Allegation number two, anxiety / depression. The claimant states that in 2015, when he injured his back, he became very depressed. He states that he has difficulty sleeping and states that occasionally he's heard voices and he feels sad. He denies any suicidal attempts, but has had suicidal ideation in the past. He states his appetite is good, comma, concentration is good, comma, his memory is fair, comma, and he denies any problems with motivation or energy. The claimant also denies any crying spells and is presently not taking any medications for his condition, which appears to be very stable at this time. Allegation number three, jaundice / bloatedness. The claimant states that in 2015, he was diagnosed with being jaundice / bloatedness secondary to alcohol abuse. At the present time, he states that he only drinks socially and is not drinking as he did before. He has no abdominal pain. He denies any bloatiness at this time. The associated symptoms include nausea and vomiting, but no diarrhea. He has had hematemesis in the past, along with weakness. The claimant has lost approximately 3 pounds in the past year, and he's not in food intolerant to any kind of food at this time. He was seen by a gastroenterologist and found to be normal. I think his condition is in the past. It was probably hematemesis and probably hepatitis secondary to alcohol abuse in the past, but his condition is stable and normal at this time. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is left-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He states he's unable to sweep at this time. His physician used to be Dr. Oscar Cortez, but he has not seen him in a while. He has no assistive devices. The claimant takes Tylenol, 500 milligrams, 2 tablets QD for pain, which does give him relief. He states that he does housework and likes gardening outside. Family history: the father is 93, but he does not know of how his health is. His mother is 90 and has had COVID-19 and died of that. Medications: Tylenol, 500 milligrams, 2 tablets QD. Medical problems: questionable hepatitis in the past, secondary to alcohol abuse. Epitaxis in 2016. Lumbar sacral back sprain. Depression/anxiety. Major surgeries, none. Social history: tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol: the claimant used to drink 2 to 3 whiskeys per day and 6 to 7 beers per day for 20 years. He no longer drinks anymore and states that it's only socially. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 157 pounds, height 5 feet, 8 inches, BP 162 over 105 mmHg, heart rate 100 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 24. The claimant was told that his blood pressure was high and that he needed to follow up with his family physician. General: this is a 64-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears to be somewhat nervous and anxious at this visit. He also appears to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T, the claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. The claimant did have some mild scleral icterus, which was noted, but no conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal. And the claimant does appear to have some mild cataract formation. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have poor dentition. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares was noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision: OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. However, the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor, but with difficulty. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg rig exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices. Could you drop down to after neurological? Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for some mild lumbar sacral back strain and possible left sciatica. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some minor restrictions in his workplace environment secondary to mild lumbar sacral sprain with left-sided radiculopathy / sciatica. Probable diagnosis, lumbar sacral back sprain / sciatica with mild radiculopathy - mild at this time. The claimant basically has a normal physical exam and does not appear to be in any pain. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Delfino Rangel.